agree with the decision. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. A majority of voters polled by Fox News disapprove of the Supreme Court ruling that overturned abortion rights nationwide. That includes most Democrats and independents and 36% of the Republicans who were surveyed. Yesterday, during a stop in Philadelphia, Vice President Kamala Harris called the ruling deeply hurtful.
The United States Supreme Court took a constitutional right that had been recognized from the women of America.
A separate Fox poll gauging opinions on the economy found that almost all voters are worried about inflation and they expect the economy to get worse. Relations between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia were also examined in the latest Fox News poll. 8 in 10 voters said the kingdom's human rights record is a problem. Late last night, President Biden returned to Washington from Saudi Arabia without concrete assurances that the country would pump more oil.
Saudi officials claim that oil production did not actually come up during the summit itself. U.S. officials also say that the Middle East meetings came as a time to promote stability in the region, as well as curbing Iran's ambitions and monitoring the influence of China and Russia. This also comes as the White House says that it's learning that in the last month, Russian diplomats have visited an Iranian airfield twice, seeing the armored drones that they potentially could acquire for the war in Ukraine.
Fox's Alex Hogan. A legal loss for the White House. A federal judge has blocked a directive from President Biden that allowed transgender workers and students to use school restrooms matching their gender identities. A coalition of Republican attorneys general had sued. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More disappointment for Democrats as one senator single-handedly sinks climate change proposals.
President Biden is pledging strong executive action after Senator Joe Manchin sank his climate agenda in his hopes for a scaled-down Build Back Better plan. The West Virginia Democrat says inflation is too high to pass any new spending.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Britain is bracing for record high temperatures. The mercury could soar to 104 degrees tomorrow and Tuesday, putting communities at risk. People who travel by subway in London are being urged not to unless it's absolutely necessary. It's been a hot summer in the U.S., which has people flocking to beaches. Problem is, sharks are also enjoying the water, particularly off the coast of New York's Long Island.
The sightings on Saturday at Jones Beach in Nassau County prompted officials to temporarily prohibit swimming for a few hours and follows the news of 6 sharks being sighted on Thursday at neighboring Tobey Beach. At least 4 people reportedly have been bitten by a shark this month off Long Island in Suffolk County, with 2 incidents at Smith Point County Park and 2 off of Fire Island. Experts say more sharks are being spotted in the waters off of Long Island because of cleaner oceans, warmer water temperatures, and a resurgence of bunker fish that sharks feed on. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A deadly encounter with more than one alligator is under investigation in Florida.
A death investigation underway at the Boca Royale Golf and Country Club in Sarasota County after an elderly woman fell in a pond and was attacked by alligators. This, according to the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, they say the woman was by her home when she fell into the gator-infested waters Friday night.
Reporter Joe Rhodes with Fox 7 News in Miami. Two alligators have been removed from the area. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.